Says I'm live. I don't know my 5x5. Thank you, Berkey Emmons. I appreciate it. We did not this morning have our usual 30-second count-in from YouTube, so who knows anymore. It's the 24th of April, 2024. It is Wednesday. We all gonna die Wednesday, but probably not this Wednesday. We're gonna talk about some lessons that we can continue to learn from the debacle in Haiti that is ongoing currently. Good morning to everybody in the chat. Good morning to everybody who's listening on the podcast version. We're going to talk about TikTok and Section 702. And we're going to talk about our American defense budget and the aid bill that was just passed for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan, and tertiary effects on us as the civilian populace funding this thing here in the United States of America. That's going to be great. Yeah. You guys know the drill. If you're new here, subscribe, ring the little bell icon, leave a comment for the YouTube algorithmic robots, because we're not even shadow banned, we're just banned. There's over 200,000 people subscribed to this channel, and each video that I drop gets somewhere between 4,000 and 17,000 views. I'm capped at 19,000. They won't let me get more than 19,000. So the way we get around that is y'all organically sharing the show. So please share the show with somebody you love. That helps our reach. That helps us spread the light, be the light, reach people for the Most High, and perform our mission statement, which is the preservation of life. Whether that be faith or preparedness or homesteading or 2A type things. Yeah, the fact that I even have to police my speech in real time on YouTube, it's a thing. So please help us combat the YouTube algorithms however you can. Of course, the show is brought to you by the creator of the universe, Yahweh, your Elohim, the Lord, your God. He loves you, whether you like him or not. Might be a good day for repentance and teshuva. It's brought to you by the fine people over at Patreon. Link is in the description. And by a little company called Refuge Medical that I had the audacity to start in my barn 4 years ago. There is, I believe, 4 days left on the night vision giveaway at Refuge Medical. You spend $199 more, you're automatically entered. And when we get to a defense budget, yeah, I've had some interesting conversations over the last few days with people who are in the know, who provide services and goods to the Department of Defense. And I believe that it's going to become, due to supply chain, harder for civilians to get our hands on the things that we need over the next 6 months. We'll talk about that a little bit in a moment. Now, Bear Independent Brief, 24, April 24. For those of y'all who are into the Moedim, I hope you had an awesome Passover and a great first day of unleavened bread. We did. Matzah pizza, baby. Matzah pizza. What's up, Tommy Salter? Shalom, bro. Everything is crashing, said Dr. Rachel Levine, cousin of Avril Levine. Maybe. Working with Doctors Without Borders in a Haiti hospital, equipment and medicines that bridge the gap between life and death are terribly lacking in the nation's capital, Port-au-Prince, where the gangs have taken over. Roads have been blocked, the airport has been closed, and seaports are clogged. Pharmacies have been looted and set on fire, and hospitals are in dire need of proper treatments to give to patients. And it's not just medicines. The director of Peace University Hospital, one of the last hospitals still in operation, said, quote, "We urgently need fuel because we operate using generators. Otherwise, we run the risk of closing our doors," end quote. On top of all this, patients and medical workers risk being shot on their way to the facilities. Brilliant. If you're looking for a place to take a summer vacay here in the next month or two, highly recommend you go check out Haiti. Apparently things are going great there. 100% great. Because unstable governance is great for the civilian populace, as you can see. And nature abhors a vacuum. So where one group of people fails to lead with authority, hopefully righteous authority, another group of people will step in. That's in large part what's happening in Haiti. Even in the first paragraph, a couple of takeaways. Equipment and medicines that bridge the gap between life and death are terribly lacking in the nation's capital. Equipment, medical equipment, and when I say equipment, I don't mean tourniquets. I mean EKGs, AEDs, rebreathers, suction devices, basic things are incredibly difficult to get right now. We had somebody reach out to Refuge and said, hey, we want 50 AEDs. We're like, cool, no problem, we'll work on that. And then they came back and they said, and we're going to need terms. We want you to send us the stuff now, and then we'll pay you over the next 30, 60, 90 days. And we just laughed. That's not how it works anymore. It hasn't worked that way for a couple of years. Little thing called the war in Ukraine made all that go away. If I can get AEDs, you pay me for them before I order them, not 90 days after I send them to you, because AEDs have been near impossible to source for the last 2 years. Have another client who's looking to stand up some field hospitals in a certain region of the world. And I was on the phone with the people that supply our field hospital stuff. And they were like, how soon do you need them? I hope it's not within the next 4 months, because this equipment is incredibly difficult to source right now. So that's something for y'all to be aware of. When it comes to medicines, we all know chemical precursors to pharmaceuticals, the vast majority of which are produced in China. Next after that is India. Then way far down the list is United States of America. If you don't have a Jace case, Jace Medical, you can use promo code BEAR over there and get a percentage off if you want. Help support the show. If your fish are feeling really sick, you can go get some of that stuff instead. You can brave the southern border and drive your happy butt into Mexico and go to the Mexican pharmacy and get a bottle of pills for $2 if you're up to it. However, the Sinaloa cartel may abduct you. So cost-benefit analysis, whatever you're into. But medical stuff, and this stuff always hits near and dear to my heart because I operate Refuge Medical. I'm in the know on the back end of these things that are happening. All of these little conflagrations, these regional conflicts that are happening around the world, Ukraine, Israel, Haiti, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, is all these things are drawing down on the existing inventory of equipment and materiel in the medical space, and the supply chain manufacturing is not such that it can replenish faster than it's being used. And so supply and demand, basic supply and demand on a long enough timeline, the demand remains the same or is going to go up as the supply dwindles, which means the cost per unit is going to go through the roof. So as people who are preparedness minded, get what you can get now. I'm encouraging you, within reason, don't go into debt, don't max out your AMEX, but whatever part of your budget you can allocate towards medical equipment, medicines, medical training, preventative medicine, do it now while you can. Okay?
Okay, Bear.
Good talk. Shalom from over here in Rudy, Arkansas. The White Mountains. Highway 49, Highway 71, is it 71 that's the scenic bypass? Beautiful little area. And the squish says, what's up? The situation in Haiti has been described by Catherine Russell, the head of UNICEF, as catastrophic. The areas that are under gang control have approximately 2.7 million people residing in them. And Russell said in a UN Security Council meeting, quote, each day, children are being injured or killed. Some are being recruited, or they are joining armed groups out of sheer desperation, end quote. The United Nations has stated that almost 5 million Haitians are now in the throes of acute food insecurity. Now in the throes of acute food insecurity, within a matter of months. We've gone from relatively stable, less than ideal, but relatively stable, to acute food insecurity. We saw the same thing in Gaza. In a matter of 5 months, the residents of Gaza went from certainly not ideal, but relatively stable to acute food insecurity in 5 months. So what does that tell us? Well, food is one of the basic pillars of preparedness. I've done hundreds of videos on food storage, what to store, how to store it. It's very basic. You start with your pantry. You start stocking items in your pantry that you consume every day. You build your pantry out from a 3-day to a 3-month supply. That's your intermediate food storage, plus what's in your fridge and your freezers. And you eat what's in your fridge first if the power goes out, then what's in your freezer, and then what's in your pantry so that you don't waste the food in your fridge or your freezer. Then you need some type of long-term food storage. If you want the big four, corn, rice, wheat, and beans, all of which average approximately 1,600 calories per pound, you can do that. You put them in buckets. How? Bare Independent Prepper Classroom. Just go watch that. It's free. And then once you get past consumption, buy, you need to start looking at production. How do I make food appear where I am? Animal agriculture, vegetable agriculture, row crops, foraging, hunting and fishing in certain areas of the country that aren't going to be overwhelmed. If you're east of the Mississippi, in most locations, the population density is too high for that, even in the air quote rural areas. West of the Mississippi, it starts, generally speaking, becoming a little bit more reasonable. Rodney Whitehead, $20. Thanks for the brief today. Shalom. Thank you, Rodney. Appreciate you. Thanks for the super chat. So acute food insecurity in a matter of 5 months, from relatively stable to acute food insecurity in 5 months. What does that tell us? You need more than 5 months of food put up. Yeah. And I know it's Biden's 2024. The economy sucks. I'm 0% impressed with it as well. In fact, I have a meeting with some of my tax people later in the week, and I am directing them to position me to legally, whatever hoops we got to jump through, to pay as close to 0% tax as possible, because I've had enough. These representatives do not represent me. They do not have our nation's best interests at heart, and I'm tired of sending billions of dollars overseas while trying to break generational curses for my family and run a homestead and build an inheritance, because it is a good man that leaves an inheritance to his children's children, and operate 5 businesses and 2 ministries all at the same time. And I have to basically, for taxes, set aside 3 times as much as what becomes income into my household for my family. That's absurd. That's absurd. I'm not doing it anymore. So, however, legally, I can avoid doing that. I'm going to do it because it's ridiculous. And this is not me soliciting tax advice from you. I don't want a bunch of comments on, Bear, you should X, Y, and Z. I already have people for that. But I realize the dollar does not have the value that it has had historically. We're all feeling it. We all know it. But to the extent that you can, you need to be stocking food. You need to be producing food however you can, because you do not want to have to stand in line for the government breadline. How are you going to see? The United States is a huge country. How are you going to get to where the government breadline is? Well, I'll just hop in my truck. I'll just go over there. Now you're burning fuel. Can you? Is it safe to go there? If you've ever been to refuge training, you understand it when I say do not get on the bus. I don't even want to be where the bus is. I'm not going. I'm not standing in the breadline. I'm not getting on the bus. I'm not doing it. I'm not allowing anybody else, to the best of my ability, to be able to determine what the future holds for me and my family. Mark R. said, Caesar ain't in my damn vocabulary. There you go. Appreciate you, Mark Chase. Bless you. Jim Toby said, who determines what is due to Caesar's? Right? Because Messiah said, render unto Caesar what is Caesar's. Well, the Father requires 10%. So I'm morally, ethically good with up to 10% tax to the government. And even that's on shaky ground, elevating the government to the same level as Elohim. I can make arguments against that. Beyond that, if the Father can operate on 10%, I don't see why the government needs more than 10%. Unless, of course, you're going to have a bunch of representatives waving Ukrainian flags in Congress, sending, what is it, another $96 billion in air quote aid? Yeah. How much water should I have saved? Minimum 3 gallons per person per day. Prepper classroom. YouTube playlist. Prepper classroom. Use the YouTube search bar. Prepper classroom. Click the water video. While the police and gang members continue to exchange gunfire, civilians are bearing the brunt of the violence, not just in accidental deaths by being in proximity to the fighting, but from being victims of gang activity. One UN expert described the situation several weeks ago, saying, quote, I'm running out of words, frankly, at this point. It's apocalyptic. It's like the end times. There's a level of intensity and cruelty in the violence that is simply unprecedented in my experience in Haiti, end quote. You need the ability to have a reasonable amount of standoff from people behaving badly. Step one, or ultimately, best way to deal with that is don't be where people are behaving badly. High population density areas. It's just historically high population density areas are where things go bad first. It's not to say that they can't eventually get bad in places like where I am. I live rurally, but there's fewer people. So that means statistically there's fewer people to behave badly. And there's fewer targets. We're less dense with our population out here. And the mindset, the ethos of the people who live out here is very different than people who live in the city. If you put a rucksack on and grab a rifle and go for a ruck down your suburban street, it's just a matter of time before somebody calls the police and you're having at a minimum a conversation, if not posting bail. Out here, we do that for fun all the time. And so it's a little bit of a different animal out in the country because people already get shot out here for trespassing. That already happens. So you don't want to be where the problem is. You need standoff and you need the ability to project force and project force well, which comes back to training. Possession does not equate to proficiency. Just because you have the thing doesn't mean you can use the thing. Training. It's estimated that over 116,000 people have escaped to the southern peninsula of Haiti. Oh, they bugged out. They didn't stay where the problem was. They left. William O'Neill, an American human rights lawyer, said, quote, if it's all just completely goes to hell in a handbasket and it spreads out of Port-au-Prince to the countryside, you'll have lots of people getting on boats. You're going to see them take whatever risk to get out of there, end quote. He went on to say that this situation may be months away or even sooner, and that, quote, it's really now descending into something that's like Somalia in the worst of its times, a 90-minute flight from Miami. We're not there yet, but we're perilously close, end quote. Got a lot of questions over the years from a lot of people, and a lot of people have asked me, well, if you didn't stay in the United States, where would you strategically relocate? For preparedness reasons. Well, one of the reasons I wouldn't want to be on an island is what's happening in Haiti right now. Sooner or later, there's nowhere to go but the ocean. It's one of the benefits of the contiguous 48 United States. There's room to move. We're a very large country when it comes to landmass. Again, most of our population, other than the West Coast, lives east of the Mississippi River. There's a whole swath of land in between the Rocky Mountains, the Continental Divide, and the Mississippi River It's pretty low population density. Yes, there are pockets of air quote major cities, but there's more people live in Dallas-Fort Worth than live in all of Oklahoma. All of Oklahoma. All of it. And just Oklahoma, my little state, flyover country. There's 4 million people in Oklahoma. 1.5 million of them live in Oklahoma City. 1 million of them live in Tulsa. So that leaves 1.5 million people over the remainder of the entirety of the state. You go north from here and west from here, you hit a state like Montana. I don't think the entire state of Montana has 1 million people in it, right? Wyoming, smallest population of any state. Yeah, in eastern Wyoming, you've got some plains. It's to the extent that there's any population in Wyoming, it's in eastern Wyoming. You go west in Wyoming, that's the Rocky Mountains. There's very few people out there. And yeah, my point is it can be done. If you had to, on short notice, you could put stuff in a vehicle and people in a vehicle and leave, go somewhere else in the United States. You don't really have that opportunity, that ability in other areas of the country. South America, I wouldn't want to live in South America anyway, but let's just say you did. You're crossing national borders in many cases, not state borders. Well, the United States, more or less, you can travel across state borders, no questions asked currently, which gets back to the best course of action is avoid the problem in the first place, which gets back to strategic relocation. Leave early, avoid the rush. Maybe living in Miami is not the best place to live from a preparedness standpoint, or Dallas, or Chicago, or St. Louis, or wherever. Get out into the countryside a little bit. That gives you room to maneuver, lower cost of living, higher quality of life. But I digress. So, Haiti, bugging out. When are you going to bug out? Why are you going to bug out? What are your bug out indicators? Where are you going? What are you taking with you? Who are you taking with you? These are things to think about. If you haven't already planned this out, homework today on your lunch break, think about it, write it down. Make a sketch, a thumbnail sketch of a plan out. If I had to leave in the next 72 hours, I had 3 days' notice. Where am I going? How am I getting there? What vehicles am I taking? Do I have enough fuel to get there? Who am I taking? What am I taking with me? What are we doing when we get there? And then where am I going from there? An American homestead. Good morning. I'm not moving anywhere where I can't own my rifle and pistol, 100%. Refuge training doesn't go to places where I can't bring my rifle and pistol. Got a lot of people. Bear, when are you coming to New York? I'm not. When are you coming to Illinois? I'm not. Hey, do you do classes in California? Ha, ha, ha. No. If I can't drive through your state with my rifle and pistol, I'm 0% interested in coming to your state. It's just a fact. So, don't be where the problem is. Okay?
Okay, Bear.
Bugging out. Things to think about. Medical. If you don't have the medicines that you need now, you should get them. In many cases, assuming you can afford it, you can talk to your doctor and say, hey, I'm a little concerned about supply chain. I'd really like to get a year's worth of insert thing here if you're on prescription meds. And typically they'll say, yeah, you know what? You're right. Okay, let's do that. Now, it may take you several trips to the pharmacy because they can't fill 365 quantity of whatever this thing is in one shot. You may have to go back three or four times. You can in Indiana, LOL, says Eric. Eric, I think we've done a minimum of four classes in Indiana. It may be more than that, but I digress. So, your prescription medications, OTC meds, that's something a lot of people just take for granted is OTC meds. But you could do a lot with acetaminophen, ibuprofen, naproxen sodium, antihistamines, anti-inflammatories, antidiarrheals. We in the United States, we take for granted antidiarrheals. There are millions of people per year who poop themselves to death. Yeah. Diarrhea, it's a thing. So antidiarrheals. A little bit of Imodium goes a long way. So get those things as you can. Because, again, I don't know if you noticed, we got some new sanctions on China, mostly revolving around metals, predominantly non-ferrous metals, aluminum, copper, zinc, magnesium, etc. But also ferrous metals like steel. But we're now dabbling with sanctions on Chinese inputs into our economy. What's it, 80-some percent, 82% of all chemical precursors for pharmaceuticals come out of China? Yeah. And Americans are heavily medicated. So if you're one of those heavily medicated Americans, get what you can get now. If you need a Jace case, you can get a Jace case, and you can use promo code BEAR if you want. If not, that's fine too. So be it. And I've told you guys about medical equipment, like these, the OpFac. It's upside down. There we go. Guys, these are hard to keep in stock. The equipment, the components are becoming harder and harder and harder to keep in stock. And I guess we'll just shift now to the defense budget. I have, again, because I'm in this industry, it's my J-O-B, it's what I do. I have some very interesting connections in the medical industry. People who supply equipment and components to the Department of Defense that makes up the bulk of their revenue as an organization. Because of how Congress has been behaving, take that for what you will, because of how Congress has been behaving, the government this year in 2024 is going to attempt to spend the entirety of its defense budget in 6 months. When that happens, given the supply chain that we already have, given the value of the US dollar that we already have, when the government presses play and spends a year's worth of defense budget in 6 months, all types of things are going to become far more scarce for us. People have been freaking out about the availability and or cost of ammunition since COVID. What happens when that's things that you cannot live without? Because I'll tell you that what's coming next is going to be medical components. Tourniquets, chest seals, gauze, hemostatics, chest seals. They're already hard to get with any reliability. Now, if you're a small company and your monthly order looks like 50 units of chest seals, that's fine. If you buy chest seals by the pallet, not so much. Why? Because the DoD has a subset or subdepartment called the DLA, Defense Logistics Agency, and their job is to buy everything from a logistical standpoint that you need to prosecute a war or a military action or a policing action or whatever, okay? If you have a rank on your cap or your epaulets or your collar, all the things that it takes for you to do your job come through DLA. And DLA is buying stuff like crazy. They've been buying stuff like crazy to the point where they're fixing to put in orders for 2024 with vendors who have not yet been able to fill the orders that they put in 2023. That's going to create even more of a backlog, even more of a choke point on manufacturing and distribution, which is going to drive prices up because scarcity breeds value. It's basic economics. Supply stays the same, but demand goes through the roof. The cost per unit goes through the roof. So I'm making you aware of that. It's something that I have seen the writing on the wall for a long time, and we're getting there. It's coming. So be aware of that. TJ, what would someone on Social Security be able to do? Would someone on Social Security be able to do that without problems? Getting your meds ahead of time? Maybe. It's all about revenue, honestly. Unknown knows by Voivod. Okay. Unknown. It's a revenue game. Not everything in preparedness needs to cost you money. In fact, some of the most important things don't cost any money at all. But a lot of it is money because in many cases, we're stockpiling material goods to hedge our bets against the potential fall of society, so that when society collapses, we don't collapse with it. Now, if you spend some time in your Bibles and you read Revelation, particularly Revelation 3, and you're the Church of Philadelphia, you know, Messiah says, hey, there's hard times coming, but I'm going to guard you from those hard times. Doesn't mean you won't be in the hard times. It means you won't be destroyed by them. Cool. And notice he begins with, I know your works. That sounds like a works-based theology, Bear. Read your Bible. Messiah himself says, I know your works. He did not say, I know your prayers. I know your heart. I know your spirit-filled, joyous life that you're living. I know your works. I know what you're doing. And you're doing a good job. Yet you are small, you are strong, and you have guarded my word. Therefore, when shit hits the fan, none of it's going to splash off of the fan onto you. But you will be in the midst of shit as it is flying off of the fan. Okay? That's one of the seven assemblies, BT dubs. Only one other assembly, Smyrna, I believe it is, gets a pat on the back. And the other five get rebuked. So when we all think we're feeling special because I've got the love of Jesus in my heart, nothing bad can happen to me. He rebukes five of the seven assemblies in the beginning of Revelation. Something to be aware of. Back to revenue. If you don't have the revenue, I bet you there's payment programs. I bet you there's low-cost assistance available. I bet you there's people in your community that you could be networking with that could help you cost share these things. If there was somebody in my community who was in that situation, we'd take up an offering and we'd have it handled pretty quick. Bless you, honey. Because we're known for doing that because we love the people we do life with. And so I would definitely be networking, having a group of people that you can depend on Tuesday, not just doomsday, but on Tuesday as well. Deeply recommended. Last takeaway from Haiti. Food, water, shelter, a plan, combo, intel. You need all these things. All of them. I don't want the world to get stupid. Stupider. Crazier. I don't want that. But what I want and what we're going to get appear to be two very different things. Also remember, it's just beginning to get warm. And this is an election year. So the people behaving badly, air quote, protesting in built up areas, we're just beginning to ramp up on that. We're going to see more and more and more of that. A lot of these cities, certain areas of these cities are going to become non-permissive environments. It ain't going to work. You can't go there, or at least you should not go there. Tyrion Gambley. This is not typically a Q&A, but this question is deep enough that I will answer it now. I've sinned a lot. I've turned to God. I've repented in my heart. I ask for guidance to do his will, yet I get no feeling that he's speaking to me. Am I beyond saving? Am I damned? No, you're not beyond saving. So let's just camp on this just for a moment. Then we'll get back to the defense budget because this is more important than the defense budget. The first thing for you to realize is even having the thoughts of, am I beyond saving? Am I damned? That's a tool of the enemy. Because the king that I serve values you enough that he willingly gave his life for you. Which means your life, your soul, has infinite value. Infinite value. Because you are fearfully and wonderfully made in the Creator's image. And he knew you before you were formed in your mother's womb. He doesn't make mistakes. He didn't accidentally make you and send you here. He created you for a purpose. And when you are walking in his will for his purpose to be his hands and feet, you are unstoppable. So of course the enemy, through asymmetric warfare, wants to whisper rotten words into your ears to make you feel as if you're nothing. Because if you knew who you were, a son of Elohim, with authority by the blood of Messiah over all the earth, you'd be unstoppable. So of course the enemy wants to take you out of the fight now. Next, we oftentimes love to say, the Father's not speaking to me. He wrote you a love letter called the Bible. And as fearfully and wonderfully made as you are, the conditions of your human experience are not unique. We all love. We all suffer. We all find joy. We all hate. We all bleed. We all build up and tear down. We all go through seasons of life, of growth and gain and loss and pain and suffering. He already told you what to do. He gave you the ground rules in the Pentateuch, the first five books, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. It's called the Torah. 613 commands, laws, and right rulings. And then he gave you a model of the Messiah, who in Matthew 22:36 says, hey man, here's the two general orders. Here's the two prime directives. One, love the Lord your God with everything that you've got. And love is a verb. Love is something you do. Not something you think about, talk about, pray about. Love is something you do. Love the Father with everything that you've got. Deuteronomy 6:5. And love your neighbor as yourself. Leviticus 19, verse 18. On this hangs all the Torah and the prophets. And then he became flesh as Messiah to give you a pattern to walk after and gave you not one, not two, not three, but four witnesses, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, as to how Messiah walked. So you could read his word and see the way Messiah behaved. So you can walk that way yourself to the best of your ability. 1 Peter 2:21, for this you were called that Messiah, having suffered for your sins, that you might walk in his steps. Walk is a verb. Walk is something we do. So the Father's already spoken to you. You got 66 different books in that Bible before we even get into the non-canonical texts, each one of which is a love letter from the Father through a man of Elohim to you relative to this day and age and what you're going through precisely right now. And last, Abraham spent 20 years in between when the Father spoke to him. Who are we to think that the Father must speak to me when I demand it every day? He will speak to you if you diligently obey his voice. Isaiah, your sins have created a separation between you and Yah. Teshuva, shuv, repent, which means to turn from your wicked ways and come back to him. Confess your sins. 1 John 3, verse 4, sin is lawlessness. Shaul of Tarsus, the Apostle Paul, I do not sin but by the law. What to do, what not to do. And for everybody who's poo-pooing this, the law is instruction. They're the rules. If you climb to the top of a building and jump off and transgress the law of gravity, whether you believe in it or not, it just is. And you will snap your femurs and at a minimum be in a wheelchair for a while. And you will receive the curse of the law of gravity because you transgressed it, because it is. It's baked into how the earth works. But if you respect the law of gravity and don't transgress, you will be blessed. Your femurs will remain whole and you'll be mobile. So the Father's already spoken to you. Work on you with your relationship with the Most High. And do not believe the whispers of the enemy. Am I damned? Am I beyond saving? The Father says to Israel, show me your certificate of divorce. Did I put you away? No, but I reproved you. And so if the Father's beating your ass right now, good. Because he reproves and instructs those that he loves. He ignores those that he doesn't. He just lets it fall by the wayside. I've sinned a lot, but I've turned to God. I've repented in my heart. I ask for guidance to do his will, yet I get no feeling he's speaking to me. He who can be trusted with little can be trusted with much. Can you be diligent and obedient in the little things, in the little moments? Parable of the talents. Messiah gives us this parable in the Gospels. One steward gets 5 talents, one steward gets 2 talents, one steward gets 1 talent. And the master of the house goes on a long journey and he says, hey, steward my money. What does steward mean? Because the effect that he's looking for is multiplication of. He comes back after his long journey and the guy with 5, he made 10. Well done, good and faithful servant. The guy with 2, he made 4. Well done, good and faithful servant. The guy with 1, who hid it in the ground. You wicked and lazy servant. You could have put my money with the bankers and at least I would have collected interest while I was gone. Take the talent away from the one who had 1 and give it to he who has 10. Because he has stewardship. He who can be trusted with little can be trusted with much. You just turned your life around. You've just teshuvah, you've just repented, and you've been given a talent. And now you're trying to figure out how to bury it in the ground because of the voices that the enemy's whispering into your head, whom you should rebuke that fast every time. In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, I command you to flee. And the demons know his name and tremble. And that is a tiny little sliver of the power and authority given unto you by the name of Messiah, by the covering of his blood. You tell them to go away and they will. And so you've just received a talent and are bitching that you don't have 10 talents. You haven't even learned how to carry and multiply the 1 talent. Pace yourself, brother. Slow down. Walk in Messiah's model every day to the best of your ability. And as you do, as you walk, you will realize all the areas that you are not up to snuff. I do not sin but by the law. I didn't know where I was messing up until I knew what right looked like, which is the model that the Father gave us through Messiah. And the Spirit, John 16, will convict you concerning sin, righteousness, and judgment. So that you don't turn to the left, you don't turn to the right, you stay on the narrow path, and you walk after the model of Messiah. Abraham walked for 20 years. 20 years before the Father spoke to him again. And neither you nor I are Abraham. So banish those voices in your head. Walk after the model of Messiah. Be diligent with the talent that you've been given. Learn how to carry and multiply that before you ask the master of the house for more, because to whom much is given, much is required. That's my answer. Okay. Let's see. Where was we? You guys are probably tracking on this from The Blaze. Senate overwhelmingly passes package containing Ukraine aid and more. In a 79-18 vote, the U.S. Senate voted to pass a package that included Ukraine aid, Israel aid, and other items, even as America's ever-expanding national debt is over $34 trillion. 2 Democrats, independent Bernie Sanders, and 15 Republicans voted against the passage, according to WaPo. Chuck Schumer described the package as one of the most consequential measures Congress has passed in years to protect America's security and the future of democracy. AKA, let's send more money to Ukraine. Bless you, Doug Bucher. Thank you. Sun Tzu Lao, best bird walk ever. Praise the Father. Empty. Thank you, Bear. Sometimes not directed, but I needed to hear that as well. Hey. to the extent that the Father speaks through me, I'm blessed. I'm a pipe. I'm not the water. Like, I'm not the living water. I'm just a rusty old pipe in a wall somewhere. It's just a matter of time before that pipe has to get cut out and replaced with a new piece of pipe. And so I'm just happy that the water gets to flow through me occasionally. So, praise the Most High. I'm living proof of the fact that the Father can and will use anybody if they simply turn back to Him and confess. I am covered with satanic tattoos. I spent a decade in apostasy. If it's bad for you or bad for somebody else, I've probably done it. I have physically hurt hundreds of people with these two hands. I've led tens of thousands of people astray when I was playing in these bands. The fact that the Father could and did redeem me and then use me for His will, it's literally the blessing of a lifetime. And all I want to hear at the end of an age is, well done, good and faithful servant. I should be dead at least 6 times that I can count, and yet I'm not. And even in my state of apostasy, the Father still preserved me for His purpose. So if you can just teshuvah, repent, come into His will, confess Yeshua as Messiah, come into His will and walk in His steps, you cannot even fathom the good things that He has in store for you. They're not on your map sheet. It's impossible for you to begin to understand how good and how loving He is. That's part of that. He who can be trusted with little can be trusted with much. You wouldn't believe Him if He showed you everything He had in store for you right now. So He works on you bit by bit, a little bit at a time, time after time after time after time, until Deuteronomy 28 becomes real. You are overcome with blessings. I am overcome with blessings. Everything that is a challenge to me in my daily life is a blessing. And the challenge is, how do I steward all of these different blessings? Tyrion Gambley. Wow, brother, I can't express how much I needed to hear that. These words resonate in my heart and open the floodgates. Much love to the chat for your words as well. I know I have work to do. Praise the Father. Anyway, far less important. Your government, my government, our government sent $96 billion to Ukraine, to Israel, and to Taiwan. Which, to my earlier statement, is why I'm talking to my CPAs on how do I pay as close to zero as possible. I cannot in good conscience continue to support this. We got to starve the beast. I'm not doing it. Who can stand against the beast? You know, a lot of people say, you don't see the United States in Revelation anywhere. Unless we're the beast. Just throwing that out there. There's 22 aircraft carriers in the world. 11 of them are ours. Bro. Yeah, we were going to talk about TikTok and Section 702 as well, but maybe we'll save that for another brief. I don't feel like talking about it anymore. I think the brief has took a turn for the better talking about the Father. So I'm going to real quick tell you about a couple things, and then we're going to pray and call it a day. Refuge Medical, 103 lives saved to date. 103 was a 15-year-old boy who was hit by a Jeep. Compound fractures to his legs, multiple lacerations, broken bones, serious head injury, and somebody with Barefac was there. and was able to buy that person time by applying tourniquets and wound packing and dressing wounds and using hemostatics and get EMS started to get to this 15-year-old kid who got run over on his bicycle and put him back together enough to buy him enough time to get him to the hospital where he pulled through. The prepper community hyperfixates on civilians engaged in warfare. And a lot of the stuff that preppers buy is only applicable. It only has value if the balloon goes up. Medical kits, our medical kits get used every day. You need them for everyday life, not just when the balloon goes up. We are about the preservation of life. We don't compete on price. We compete on quality. There's not a better first aid kit on planet Earth. There's not a better company on planet Earth that's doing what we do. Simple as that. 15-year-old kid, almost dead. Because somebody ran over him with a Jeep. I have a 15-year-old son. Praise Yah, I've got a first aid kit and I know how to use it. In the mouths of two or three, let a thing be established. In the mouths of two or three, 103 lives saved directly with refuge medical kits, and 18 saved law enforcement officers through Project Tribute. It's 121 witnesses. But I don't just think this is a good idea, and this isn't some price point Chinesium bullshit. I know it works. I've seen it work 121 times in 4 years. And as many times as it might have felt like the balloon was going to go up in 4 years, none of those were an SHTF. They were all in rule of law. Right now. And it's been everything from after action reports that were so redacted that you could barely read them, because there were guys halfway around the world doing things that never happened, that got so badly injured that they used literally everything inside of a bear pack, all of it, to save this guy's life. To motor vehicle accidents, struck pedestrians, workplace injuries, homestead injuries, chainsaws, dozens of chainsaw injuries, some of which were life-threatening. And so a lot of the crap that preppers buy only has value when the balloon goes up. These things have value 24/7, 365 for the preservation of life. And I'm telling you, they're getting harder and harder to get. So if you don't have one or you need another one, refugemedical.com. If you use the promo code BEARNATION, you get free shipping. You got 4 days left for the NODS giveaway. $8,000 value. Helmet, mount, dual tube, Gen 3 white phosphor, LLUL21s, the exact same tubes that I run. They're phenomenal. An entire EDC wardrobe. This kit right here, the OpFat kit. An alien gear tack strap tourniquet, whole bunch of stuff. And if you're into that, great. If you're not into that, get, this is the bare minimum. Why is it called the bare minimum? It's the bare minimum of what you need. Tourniquet, shears, pop this open, pull the red handle. Here's my inner. Open the inner. Boom, look at that, it's organized. Per priority of care, per the March algorithm. Pressure bandage, tape, wound packing gauze, quick clot, hemostatic agent, Curlex rolled gauze, gloves, Sharpie, oh, made in America tag, guaranteed forever. In the back here, in this pocket, I've got a burn shield dressing, and I've got chest seals for punctures to the pleural space, the chest, the box. And then down here, I've got all kinds of stuff. I've got Steri-Strips for wound closures. I've got Band-Aids, because a bunch of y'all were like, Bear, put Band-Aids in your kits. I have kids. I need Band-Aids. Band-Aids. Boo-boo wipes. Okay, so this is your topical ointments, antiseptic towelettes, etc. And 2x2s, 4x4s, and 5x9 gauze pads. So this kit, the bare minimum, will do everything from boo-boos to bullet holes. That's what it's built for. And it's very reasonably priced. And there's not a better first aid kit on planet Earth. I don't care who says what. So you can check that out, refugemedical.com. What else? BearIndependent.com, t-shirts, hats, patches, stickers, coffee mugs. Every time you guys get something from BearIndependent.com in the store, that helps me build a house for my family. Helps support the show, and I'm very appreciative of that. So if you want some Bear swag, you can find it at BearIndependent.com. This morning on Patreon, had a video, 30-minute long feature-length video discussing cash on hand. How much cash do I need to have on hand? And when is that cash good in an emergency, whether that emergency is a hurricane, a tornado, which I have a lot of experience with, or SHTF, which we're all just guessing at. Link is in the description for Patreon. Grindstone Ministries. If you need a copy of the scriptures, you can get one at grindstoneministries.com. You can purchase it at our cost, or I will send you one for free if you cannot afford one. Just contact us through the website. Link is in the description. Grindstone Ministries. Kathy P. said, training is fantastic. Get the kit and training. Buckets are first class also. Thank you, Kathy P. We do have a few training dates left. You can click around refugemedical.com, click on training. There's a few openings left for upcoming training that we have. So that's in-person training. Check it out. Also with Grindstone, we are entering the hurricane and tornado season. And if the Father convicts you and you want to pour into our war chest, there's online giving at grindstoneministries.com. If the Father does not, no worries, don't sweat it. Caleb House, Caleb with a K, calebhouse.org. Caleb House is our anti-human trafficking ministry. Nonprofit 501c3. We've rescued dozens of people. We've convicted dozens of scumbags. And we are building a restoration facility, Caleb House Actual, that is going to bring another 60 beds online for the restoration of juvenile human trafficking survivors. And when I finish Caleb House 1, I already know where I'm building Caleb House 2. And I'm going to keep doing this until we don't need to do it any longer. There's a lot of people that talk about human trafficking. I talk very little comparatively about human trafficking, but we do a lot of anti-human trafficking. I have multiple teams of people at this very moment are in the field making bad things happen to bad people and recovering good people. I have teams of people, white collar professionals, legal teams and doctor teams and trauma medicine, medical trauma therapists, court advocates, administrators, a board, all put together for the preservation of life to restore these kids. It's Caleb House with a K. There's an opportunity at calebhouse.org. If the Spirit convicts you, you can pour into what we're doing. If it does not, no hard feelings. And if you're strapped because we live in 2024 and Joe Biden's the president, please help us evangelize. Please tell other people about Caleb House. I can't reach everybody. Frankly, there's a lot of days I don't want to talk about it. it makes me wonder, the people that do talk about it all the time, can you talk about it because you're not actually seeing it with your own eyes? Because I don't want to talk about it. I don't like having to talk about it, being perfectly honest. Because it's not statistics on a page that I read in a book to me. Because I look these people in the eyes. I know where they came from. And praise Yah, I have a real good idea of where they're headed if we can get them into our program. So I don't like talking about it. I don't even like doing it, to be perfectly honest. But somebody has to do it. And the Father told me I'm one of those somebodies. And I am blessed to be surrounded by other people who are just as bought in on this mission than I am. So Caleb House, if the Spirit convicts, there's online giving. If it does not, that's okay. And if giving is not an option right now, evangelize for us and keep us in prayer, please. We need that. Shalom, Brother Hans. Let's pray. Good morning, Father Yah. Father, thank you for allowing us to wake up on this beautiful Wednesday. Father, thank you that all the things that seem like burdens are just blessings that we struggle to steward. Father, thank you for trusting us to be your hands and feet. Thank you for redeeming us back into your household by the blood of the Lamb, making a way for us to come home again. Thank you for giving us a model to walk after in Messiah. Father, thank you for hearing our prayers, for knowing our hearts, our inward parts. Father, thank you for the removal of sin and false doctrine. Thank you for your Moedim, your appointed times, and your Ruach HaKodesh, your Holy Spirit that convicts us, Father. Thank you for making us for a reason and for inexplicably loving us. And Father, thank you that you are sovereign over all things, including the enemy, and that the demons tremble at your name. Father Yahuwah, be there anything within the sound of my voice that is not of you, I command it to flee and to destroy itself. You're not welcome here. Father Yah, fill us up with your Spirit for wisdom and discernment. Put us where you need us to be and give us your words and use us for your hands and feet and give us strength and power and authority in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. Father, please give us peace that surpasses all understanding, even as the world continues to spin out of control, that you are sovereign and you are on your throne, and none of this surprised you, and that all things work together for your good to bring you glory. Father, I'll put a hedge of protection around these people and let no weapon formed against us prosper. Father, please today protect us, provide for us, and bless us. In Yeshua's name, amen. Hope you all have a blessed day. I will see you when I see you. Shalom.